Hey everybody, this is Benjamin, aka The Terrible Australian, and welcome to the 6th edition of my 2017 Myth Audio Reviews. For this one, I will be reviewing the New Zealand documentary Spookers, and as well as director Claire Dennis's latest film, Let the Sun Shine In. So let's get right into it. Now, first up, of course, is Spookers, and the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off the Myth Program Guide, is as follows. In a former psychiatric hospital outside of Auckland, visitors gathered to be petrified beyond all reason by a group of deformed ghouls at the most successful haunted attraction in the southern hemisphere. But beneath the body of horror and shadowy shocks is a community of people who are searching for their place in the world, and who have found it in the most unlikely of locations. Now, when I first heard about Spookers, and I think I did hear about it just before it was announced in Myth, it just sounded exactly right up my alley. I mean, as being a big horror fan, it definitely appealed to me on that front. But also just the idea of just a documentary that explores a haunted theme park attraction just really appealed to me. And having seen the film now, it definitely lived up to my expectations for it. I thought it was a really fun, really entertaining, but also a surprisingly emotional and as well as an insightful documentary as well. Because we kind of get the ins and outs of the theme park Spookers and how it was created from the beginning, like how this couple who weren't horror fans at all decided one day to make a haunted house attraction. And of course they find this former psychiatric hospital that's sort of been condemned for many years, and they use that, especially with its troubled history, reuse that into creating something that people can enjoy and love and also be scared by as well. And the film really works on that front as well. But for me, what made the documentary work as well was, of course, the all the workers at Spookers. We kind of get sort of an insight to some of the people who work there and how working at this place has really enriched their lives. Like, a lot of them come from sort of very mundane backgrounds or have had really troubled pasts, whether it's mental issues or depression or just and just how this working at this theme park has really helped them to come out of their shells and to make them as better human beings and also to make them happy with themselves. It was incredibly moving. And also the film also does a really interesting way as well, because the film's director, and I'm probably going to butcher his name, so forgive me, Florian Hubick, he does these little sections when he's talking to some of the workers, and he talks to them about, like, to express their own deepest fears and their dreams, and he recreates these moments for them in these kind of little, I guess, little sort of fantasy sequences as well, which I thought was really interesting. I kind of wish that part of the film was kind of explored a little bit more, because even though it does happen a few times, I kind of wish that kind of was delved into a little bit more. And also, there were aspects of it, of the film, like in terms of like the sort of the history of the psychiatric hospital that Spookers takes place at, I kind of wish delved into more of the backstory, because from what we're presented in the film, it definitely was a place that had a lot of bad history to it, and it would have been interesting to kind of see that more in the film. Although there is an interesting point where one of the former patients is interviewed about their experiences in there as well, and how they feel about Spookers using how this haunted house attraction Spookers is using that to kind of get rid of that sort of the bad sort of mojo of what that place used to have. But overall, it is a really fun documentary. Spookers, not just appeals for horror fans, because there are some really fun moments in the documentary where you get to see all the workers in these fantastic costumes that they made themselves, but also kind of see some of the actual attractions as well. And I kind of really, makes me really wish I want to go there now just to experience it, because it looks like it'd be a lot of fun. And also the funny aspect of, they talk about like some of the more memorable sort of scared moments that where people were so petrified that they literally shit themselves. So that was a lot really interesting. But yeah, Spookers was overall as a film is a lot of fun. I definitely recommend everyone to check this out. So whether you're a horror fan or not, I think everyone will get something out of this. It's really, really good. So if I had to give this Spookers a rating, I give it a 4 out of 5. It is that good. Now, moving on to my next film, which, of course, is director Claire Denis's latest film, Let the Sun Shine In. And the plot summary for this one is as follows. After exploring the dark side of human nature in MIFF 2013's Bastards, Claire Denis returns with a lighter but no less insightful look at life and love in Let the Sun Shine In. Written in collaboration with French author Christine Agond and sharing the Société d'Auteurs des Concerts Dramatiques prize with Philippe Garra's Lover for a Day. I probably butchered that society's name, so forgive me. This 12th feature from the revered filmmaker finds truth, humor, and free-flowing chatter in the romantic pursuits of a recently divorced 50-something artist. Living alone in Paris, Isabelle, Juliette Binoche, is looking for a connection. She thinks. Her passion burns brightly as she finds comfort in the arms of an array of men. She ponders just what she's seeking and whether sex and companionship are the keys to fulfillment. Now, I have to start off right at the back. I haven't really seen much of Claire Denis's work as a filmmaker. One of the more notable ones that I have seen was, of course, White Material, which starred Isabelle Huppert and also Christopher Lambert. And that's probably one of the more major ones, that I'm aware of, that I have seen of her work. But I definitely want to see most of her other work as well. But so I decided to check out Let the Sun Shine In, because from the sounds of it, it did seem like a change of pace for her as a filmmaker, and that this is kind of more of a romantic comedy drama rather than something that's a bit more serious compared to her previous works from what I've been told. So I could be wrong about that, but that's what I've sort of heard by reputation. So I was very interested to see, and also for another fact that I'm a big Juliette Binoche fan. I think she's a wonderful actress, and I'll pretty much watch anything that she's in. So, having watched the film now, to be honest, I didn't really think much of it, to be honest. I mean, I definitely understood what the film was going for, because we watch as Juliette Binoche, her character, as she's going out on dates, all these different men, trying to find love and some kind of connection. And her sort of going back and forth, but being incredibly smitten and also being very cynical about like what's happening to her through the film. But at the same time, though, I couldn't help but feel like the film, at least for me, it just came across as a little pointless. And I know I shouldn't be using that word, but that's what it kind of felt like to me, because like I understood what it was going for, but at the same time, whatever point I feel like the film was trying to make, I don't feel like, for me, that it worked particularly well. And in a lot of ways, I just found it a bit dull. And like, it is definitely a film, and I did appreciate the film exploring certain themes that it's going for, but unfortunately, it just didn't do it in a way that I feel like it was, that felt compelling to me as a viewer. Although I will say this, though, the main thing that I really took away from the film and was, of course, Juliette Binoche. I mean, Juliette Binoche is such a great actress, and she is just absolutely perfect in this film. She is absolutely charming, sexy, interesting, and also, and just, but her character is just so, such an interesting and compelling protagonist that I just found her an interesting character to watch on screen. And Juliette Binoche just played her perfectly. She just does such a really good job in the role. And to me, she was kind of the main aspect that at least made the film watchable for me. But it is Juliette Binoche, after all. She's always great. But I kind of wish that the film itself around her was on her level, though. Because I feel like if the script kind of was worked on a little bit more, it probably would have. But unfortunately, despite Juliette Binoche's wonderful performance, I just found the film kind of a, a a little dull and just not all that interesting, unfortunately. So, if I had to give Let the Sunshine In a rating, I give it a solid 2.5 out of 5. So, yeah, that's the end of this sixth edition of my 2016, sorry, 2017 MIF Audio reviews. I hope you guys all enjoyed it. And keep a lookout very soon for my seventh edition, in which I'll be reviewing the documentary A Grey State, and as well as the period comedy drama Final Portrait. So keep a lookout for that, and I'll see you guys later. See everyone. Bye.